Allow the body to settle. Elongate the spine. We're going to work with external awareness. Or focus out. Our interest here is the present moment. So bring your awareness to the body. Here we're interested in physical sensations. These would be sensations like the contact of your feet to the floor, sensation of clothing on your skin, breeze on your face, an itch, a twitch, a tickle. Or a pain. These would all be physical sensations. Now bring your awareness to the sounds around you. These are sounds that you actually hear. There might be traffic outside and you hear that. Birds chirping. Sounds of vents, heaters, air conditioning. Any sound that you actually hear. Bring awareness there. And typically this would be around the head, at the ears, or around the head. Now, if you started the meditation with eyes closed, gently open the eyes. And bring your awareness to what you see. And allow the eyes to move freely. Pick an object or a couple of objects that you will look at. And allow the eyes to move from one part of the object to another, or from one object to another. Don't become distracted in the process, but don't allow the eyes to fixate so that they don't strain. Now, if all you're aware of is a physical sensation, then just notice that. You might call it touch. If all you're aware of is what you see, you can call it sight. If all you're aware of is what you hear, then just call it sound. If at any given moment you become aware of more than one at the same time, then just pick one to focus on. And if at any given moment you are not aware of a physical sensation, something you're looking at, or a sound, then note all rest. But if you're even aware of one, then note that. This is an active meditation. And find your own rhythm. You're noticing every 4 to 6 seconds, roughly, without strain. You see, the body, what you see and what you hear, only happens in the present moment. Everything else is memory or fantasy, planning. and our only interest is the present moment. That is where life actually happens. Now, if the mind wanders, be very gentle and just bring it back. It's entirely normal for physical sensations that are connected to emotion or images in the mind or internal chatter to pull at you. Know that that's completely natural and gently come back. Now you're not trying to suppress what's arising in the thinking mind or the feeling body, but you're not interested in it. Allow it to arise in the background if it's arising at all. If you're finding that the eyes are strained in this meditation, you can always lower your eyelids gently and work with just touch and sound. That's fine. Or if you find that you're getting sleepy or the eyelids are lowering of their own accord against your will, then open the eyes completely and look straight ahead. And allow yourself to look at an entire wall. That'll help you stay alert. And it'll help the eyes not feel so strained, if that is indeed happening. You'll notice how many times the mind is actually tempted to not stay with the present moment, to become absorbed in its own thinking and feeling. So just gently come back. All we're doing is training the mind. Again, three things matter when we meditate. Concentration, so stay focused to the best of your ability. Clarity, know exactly what you're noticing, whether it's touch, sight, or sound. And equanimity, which is a gentle matter-of-factness. It's surrendering to whatever is arising in touch, sight, and sound. Well done. Now, if you've been meditating with eyes open, gently close the eyes. And also let go of touch and sound. And rest with that for a few moments.